Sinners, directed by Ryan Coogler, made Oscars history recently when it earned a record 16 Oscar nominations. One for Best Supporting Actor went to Delroy Lindo, a 73-year-old widely respected veteran now receiving his first nomination. Senior arts correspondent Jeffrey Brown met Lindo recently in New York for our arts and culture series, Canvas.
Slow down.
On a dirt road in Mississippi, three men come upon a chain gang. One of them, Delta Slim, played by Delroy Lindo, exhorts the prisoners.
Hold your hands now! Hear me? Hold your hands!
Hey, you knew some of them?
All of them.
It's very specific, 1932, a very particular community, Clarksdale, Mississippi, 1932, but it has, in my estimation, transcended itself and become much more universal.
Lindo is part of the extraordinary ensemble cast of Sinners, part historical drama of race in the Jim Crow South, part horror film complete with vampires, all bold filmmaking by director and writer Ryan Coogler. In the lead, Michael B. Jordan, playing two roles. The Smokestack twins return to their Mississippi Delta home, determined to build a juke joint. Alive with the blues and the musicians who play it, Miles Keaton's Sammy Moore and Lindo's Delta Slim.
Blues wasn't forced on us like that religion. No, sir. We brought this with us from home.
In magic, what we do.
It's sacred. And big.
Sinners is such an unusual mix of things.
It is.
When you first heard about it or when you first read the script, did you get it?
Yes. When I first read it and the first, as we were working on it, for me it always resonated in terms of it being a story about a community that is infiltrated, a vibrant community, mm-hmm. a vibrant, self-sustaining community. Mm-hmm. What happens when that community is infiltrated? And from that standpoint, it felt very, very, very contemporary to me.
In what sense?
That there are a lot of communities being infiltrated and violated. People who are considered to be less than, unworthy, not worthy, being picked on and bullied and violated.
Lindo himself started in theater. His Broadway debut came in 1982 in the apartheid-era drama Master Harold and the Boys. And he received a Tony nomination for his performance in August Wilson's Joe Turner's Come and Gone. He's appeared in numerous TV series and movies and is perhaps best known for his work with director Spike Lee in four films: Malcolm X, Crooklyn, Clockers, and 2020's The Five Bloods. A commanding presence and emotional depth on display in that driving scene in Sinners, which ends with Lindo's character describing the lynching of his friend.
Klan got a hold to him, searched his pockets, found all that money, made up a story about him killing some white man for it and raping that white man's wife, and then lynching right there in the railroad station.
Before dissolving into a wordless, blues-inflected moan. Was that written that way? Or?
No, that happened the last few takes that we worked on.
Really?
Yeah. And it came out of, it was very organic, and that moment came out of everything that had preceded it.
So it's in real time.
Absolutely. It comes out as a holla, it comes out as a moment, an emission of sound, an emission of music, as a result of the fact that there are no words left.
There's just pain.
Yes, pain, but it's the navigation of pain. It is not the moment of a victim. I'm not victimized. I'd like to believe I'm expressing, this is how I deal with the pain.
They ain't paying you $20 a night, I know that.
You ain't paying no $20 a night. You paying $20 maybe tonight.
Lindo says this first nomination and the outpouring of joy from others who've long thought he deserved more recognition make this a special moment. His acting road has not always been an easy one.
Sounding like me, I can't ask for more than that.
You felt that, right?
Sure, and there've been ups and downs.
What's been the hardest for maintaining a career?
Good question. The hardest for maintaining a career for me was maintaining the belief in myself and in my ability to continue working even when the evidence said otherwise, even when there was no job. Even when there was no job, I had to believe.
The world is telling you one thing, but you have to tell yourself something else.
Exactly right. Certainly, I've been despondent. Certainly, I have been, my belief has been rocked. But I've never been completely down and out. What I would say to any younger actor is, any person, a part of one's strength, is in having the ability to get up off the canvas, if one is down on the canvas, to get up and find a way to keep moving forward. Mm-hmm. That's what I've done.
Delroy Lindo, Delta Slim, goes for his Best Supporting Actor nomination on March 15th. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Jeffrey Brown in New York.